Good afternoon.
Phasia?
Welcome to Mike and Mary Show. And Mike, no, there's nothing wrong with your computer.
Change the compression.
Did you hear that?
I heard echo.
Hear the reverb?
I do.
That's right. This is Cousin Brucey on CBS FM.
What?
Oh, he turned it down.
His volume was up on his computer.
And yet Mark's volume was down.
Yes.
Your volume was up on the computer? So it was your fault?
My fault.
Hey, wait a second. Can we do reverb in the first segment? Can you turn it up? Can we have reverb
Go
in the
ahead.
First segment?
Go ahead. Let's listen to it.
Turn it up, RJ.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Turn it off.
No.
You don't like it?
Did you used to have like a ton of reverb on the early days of your show?
Yes. Wava, yeah.
For a while.
Yes. Dom liked reverb because it was the... they had it at the old Top 40 stations.
Sounded big.
Do you know what I found out eventually? That the reverb unit you had at WAVA was the same reverb plate that WPGC had in the 60s?
Let me stop right now with that fact that you just gave, and I'm going to give you a little bulletin here.
Okay.
Because you and Don used to discuss this.
Right.
I want to tell you, I didn't disagree with a lot about that, Ray, but the discussion of reverb units,
yes.
Let me tell you, there is maybe a half a person in our entire listening audience
a half a person
that will give the slightest rat's ass about a reverb unit.
Are you referring to Dennis Murphy?
Not even him. And even people that are in the business in this room, I don't give a rat's ass.
Could you explain what reverb is?
It's echo.
Okay.
It's a fancy word for echo. And you can get it by going through a machine like I have here. You can get it through processing through here I go. I've never been more into the show.
This is great.
All right, this is reverb.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Junior broadcasters might be listening.
This is
hello. I am.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Yeah, but you look like you're talking up a song. Like you really mean it. Do you mind?
A record for Mike?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
But I have to appreciate it.
Regular reverb.
Please.
Hello. Hello. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2.
Hey, that sounds pretty
Hello.
Good.
Hello. Check testing 1, 2. It's always in the back. It's kind of ghosty. Right.
Yeah.
Hello. Check 1, 2. All right.
You ready?
You want REO Speedwagon? That's what I happen
sure,
to have.
Sure, go right in. No problem. Good choice, Rob.
You didn't talk it up.
Good choice.
Okay.
That was funny.
11,000 records. How's my luck? Okay, here's the Beatles, Mike. Ready?
99.1. I gotta give it more. Once again, the music.
A little loud.
Here's the music.
Mike. Here's Mike right in the background.
You know what? It's tough when all the fault falls to me.
I know.
It feels so bad.
You're screwing up the show.
Another
again.
God, it's really
Another
bad.
Try.
All right, why don't we try?
The first thing I did was leave RJ's computer up.
Why don't we try the... I blamed RJ for that.
I know.
I blame. Now, don't be so self-pitying. Now, there. That's more
you
of a
try my
unit.
Life, and you try not to be
oh,
self-pitying.
Oh, your life. Your life, yeah. What time did you rally this morning? How about I give you a wake-up call at 3:45?
What time did I rally? Check with me in 4 hours.
You didn't have a heart attack.
Okay. All right. Can keep the volume down, and I'll turn up more
Everybody
reverb.
Is. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
99.1. This is WHFS. We are Hispanico.
Does that sound weird?
It did sound a little strange.
Well, I think the track sounds horrible.
I thought it was perfect.
Let's not play anymore.
Okay. No, I just thought it was interesting.
Whoa. All right, turn on.
Wow, you had it
now you have the ambient echo. This is
nice.
Great.
Everything off, I'm getting a headache.
Interesting. No, I thought it was interesting because I remember as a listener, there was a distinct change in the way you guys sounded at a certain point.
Yeah, well, it was
show.
From Wava to JFK.
And then at JFK, did we not experiment with the reverb unit? Or
yeah, and
like
also
that?
You had reverb in your headphones that did not go out over the air.
Shh.
No comment.
You're giving it all
Sometimes
away.
You just don't say things.
That's right.
Had to have that reverb in the headphones. Anyway, we have some listener mail that I'd like to share with you right now.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We get this out of the way because we always forget, and I figured with Buzz providing this for me every week, if we don't get to it now, I might forget, and I don't want to do that because
people's feelings get heard.
Some of this stuff is time sensitive.
That's right.
So we figured we do this in the opening vignette.
Fair enough.
From Mason Miller, Mike was talking about how he was getting old, and I thought I'd turn the screw cruise a little bit. That's always nice to get.
After a great start.
That's wonderful. And respectfully, send in a dual birthday request. As a listener who started out at the at around the age of 10 or so, my 35th birthday is coming up on Sunday, May 15th. 35 is a baby.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Nothing.
He's a child.
Just a kid.
Sunday, May 15th. On top of that, my son, Davis. Yes, we gave him one of those Southern last first names first. We gave him one of those Southern last name first names.
Yeah.
Is what we all do down here. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm glad that was explained to me. He's having his second birthday the day before May 14th. It would mean a lot if you could wish Davis happy birthday, as I plan to fully indoctrinate him into the fold once he's a little older, maybe four.
What you need to do, Mike, pronounce his name right. Davis.
Davis.
Davis. Davis. Davis. Well, I've got a show on the internet that I'd like you to listen
Davis,
to.
Davis, get the shotgun.
Come now, here and double-click on this icon, Davis.
Davis, you will notice that most of those people who are being flooded out are not the kind of people we associate with. It's the Mississippi's way of thinning the herd.
Davis, as you know, our family has always built our land on higher ground.
So and it would be fun to have that for him to listen to.
Okay.
I agree. Thank you again for everything. Keep up the stellar work. Sincerely, Mason. And so a happy birthday to, and let's let Mason hear it so he could, you know, the only thing we'll do, the standard Mike O'Mara birthday sing, but we will emphasize Mason in our own time.
Davis.
Fine.
We want to celebrate the child, not the father.
Well, it appears Mason got the same type of last name first.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is
tradition,
for
Mike.
Davis in 3, 2, 1.
Davis.
Davis.
Mason.
Davis.
Nope, to you.
Jar.
That's good. Thank you. Happy birthday. Let's move on to our next one here.
Yes.
David Wolford writes, "Hey, gang. I'm a fellow Manass blank
guy,
and I have been a fan for more than 2/3 of my life. My 30th birthday is Friday, May 13th. Today.
That's today.
Friday,
just
the
like
13th.
Davis.
I trust you'll have something for Friday. How could you not?
I have some scary music
for you.
Do
you have
very
that jingle?
Scary. I don't know if I do or not.
Of course he does. What am I asking for?
It's Thursday, Thursday.
I take his mojo away when I ask him.
It's Friday, the 13th.
My 30th. Now, does that ruin it for you a little bit?
Everything's already ruined.
Okay. No. My 30th birthday is Friday, May 13th.
Uh-huh.
And would love, my favorite is like, yes, I'm blamed for everything. May 13th.
Is that your favorite, Mike?
Would love nothing more than to enter my douchebag 30s with a traditional birthday greeting from the TMOS gang.
Ah.
You guys are my heroes. Oh, misguided.
That's sad.
Keep rocking from David Wolford on the count of 3, 2, 1.
David Wolford.
Thank you very much. And our last letter, Matt Nelson writes, my lovely girlfriend Tara will turn 27 this weekend.
Oh, wow,
really?
Tara, I don't know if you're watching on Ustream, but...
Oh, dear.
I'm the bad guy.
No, not at all.
I'm the heavy.
No.
Anyway.
It's her birthday, but he gets the present.
She just earned her associate's degree.
I bet she did.
And will be continuing her education in the fall. She's a hard little worker who deserves all the success and happiness in the world. I would love to give her the kind of birthday gift that keeps on giving.
Well,
herpes?
No.
That is, of course, a TMOS birthday greeting. Mm-hmm. It's something she would love and cherish. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is people clamor for these, and it's such a horrible thing.
Way
that
too
we
much
do.
Importance.
And it's really gotten worse.
She loves and cherishes all of you. Matt from Kansas. So here's a birthday greeting for Tara in 3, 2, 1. Tara
to you.
Nana, birthday.
Baby.
That's it. And well, in the words of me.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The hydrogen bomb. Well, now, what happened is one of our base commanders, he had a sort of, well, he went a little funny in the head. You know, just a little funny. And he went and did a silly thing. Well, I'll tell you what he did. He ordered his planes to attack your country. Let me finish, Dmitri. Well, listen, how do you think I feel about it? Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello? Of course I like to speak to you. Of course I like to say hello. Not now, but any time, Dmitri. I'm just calling up to tell you something terrible has happened. It's a friendly call. Of course it's a friendly call. I'm sorry too, Dmitri. I'm very sorry. All right, you're sorrier than I am. But I am sorry as well. I am as sorry as you are, Dmitri. Don't say that you're more sorry than I am, because I'm capable of being just as sorry as you are. So we're both sorry, all right? All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
He's fragile.
I've no, made go ahead. It's fine.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, you know what? No, it's
no,
fine.
I'm not.
Because it's not like I don't sense it.
I'm not.
Yeah, that sucked.
Like a shark, swim forward
what,
or die.
Nothing from you. All right? Nothing from you. You are not my equal.
He's really on a hair trigger today.
Yeah, yeah, what was
he's
that
really,
from?
I wouldn't he's push really it. Upset today.
Go home and Google it.
He's upset. Just tell me. I don't know.
He doesn't know what to Google.
I usually don't know.
Be a fun search.
The last time you played that.
That's a lot of words.
There was another time?
I think there was. Uh-huh. I think on this show there was.
I don't think so. I would have had at least a mental note about it.
I don't know.
I know my guidelines. There are no Moody Blues, no Will Ferrell, no Cheech and Chong, but you like Stanley Kubrick.
I do.
You like Peter Sellers?
And I'm not going to sit here and say that's a bad movie. It's a classic, and it's a work of art, and it's Peter Sellers.
Clockwork Orange?
Exactly, Oscar.
I have a memory of you playing that and me giving you a hard time about it. Playing that exact clip.
The times are so rare, Mike.
Eyes wide shut.
I remember.
Well, either way, it was a sparkling opening to the show.
What did you think of it, Buzz?
I thought it was a sparkling opening to the show.
Did you really?
Oh, no. Pile on.
No, he
pile.
Didn't either. That's everybody.
I enjoyed it.
All right, that's good.
Do you know what it was?
It was a clip from Dr. Strangelove that would have been funny in like 1968.
Yeah. Oh, I went back farther.
Oh, 60. Yeah,
60.
60. Rob likes classic films, and I am going to indulge him with that.
I wish I had a better sense of funny.
Yeah, if only, Rob.
Now, that's not fair. That's fighting back too hard.
It is fair.
It's funny, but I mean, it's not. It's funny in. It's funny. It's funny if you're watching the movie
in context,
and a lot of your clips are hysterically funny whether you're watching the movie or not. And I think sometimes I don't like to do this.
No.
I don't like to go serious business of comedy.
No, then let's
you
move
and
on.
I cannot debate what's funny and what's not funny because we're both funny and we can't do that.
I like throwing the
that'll
comedy
get ugly.
Up on a table and having an autopsy. That's
okay.
Cut it up.
All right. Well, first of all, can I open the show and then we'll continue?
I wish you would.
Sure.
Yeah. Get ready, America, because it's Friday and we're ready to go.
I'm not being that mean.
No, I know.
We're kidding around.
And you know what I'm doing? I'm poking. So
from
I would draw the remark.
From the Cappy Fight Studios.
Yay.
This is MichaelParisShow.com. It is Friday the 13th.
Sure.
A date that has affected Rob more than anybody today.
I couldn't tell.
And our show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com for business cards, so much more, including checks, letterheads, flyers, folders, even rubber stamps.
Rubber stamps.
And liquor.
Just like I rubber stamped that opening. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com.
QC.
Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link on our website. Okay, let me break it down. This is not about you or anything. We're going to take you out of the equation.
Right.
Excellent. And we're going to analyze the Peter Sellers part of that.
Nothing personal.
I don't think that was funny, and I wouldn't have laughed at it back in the day, I don't think. Let me tell you, because that was Peter Sellers in one of the rare moments, because I think he's a very funny guy, but that was Peter Sellers thinking he was funny. And I didn't think
I got
the impression he was ad-libbing, he was riffing.
Let me defend it. I think it's funny because it's Peter Sellers underplaying and the whole silly notion of the president having to call the premier of the USSR.
The Russian leader and the American
telling
leader
telling him
talking.
That he's sorry he's about to blow up the world.
He's sorry because they made a mistake.
It's silliness.
It's that sort of dry 1965 Bob Newhart sort of humor. And I agree with you. I think it plays well in the movie, well enough anyway.
Right.
Somewhat dated, but plays well enough. Not isolated, maybe not
but
quite
then
so much
I think,
today.
Again, Rob really likes that movie. And I think for a second, Rob will play clips of movies that I like that aren't necessarily funny to everyone.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And you know, this is kind of our young arbiter over here. Well, that
I'm foreign as well.
Well, but
there's so many factors.
He's young,
but I mean,
and
no,
foreign,
like there's like a clip. Rob will play a clip. Rob, I bet there are people out there that when you and I unhinge our jaws, Mommy Dearest,
they
go
out.
What the hell are they doing?
Yeah, we love it.
Know this: that when I choose stuff, I do try to choose stuff from all circles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know that there are some people out there that did enjoy that. Now that is about me a little bit, because that is one of my favorite sequences in that movie.
The Reverb people loved it.
They did. Yeah. They really
Doctor Strange Love is a movie that I don't know whether it holds up or not, comedically. I really don't. I think there are movies that do.
But you know what about it? It is a historically important comedy.
Because it is a satire film about the Cold War.
Yes. Exactly.
So that's what it is. So
Autopsy concluded.
Well, here's the deal.
Sew the body back up.
I do have a mental note, and I'm filing it right between the Moody Blues and Cheech and Chong.
But then again, there might be, like, for example, there might be, what's his name? Is it Slim Pickens?
Yes.
Who's on the bomb at the end?
Yes, riding it down. Woo!
Yeah, I don't know. There might be another clip in there, and I do like Stanley
I do like
Kubrick.
When Keenan Wynn, I think it's Keenan Wynn, says, "All right, I will shoot the machine, but if we get in trouble, you're answering to the Coca-Cola Corporation."
There it is. Yeah. See, he likes that.
I do.
Movie. Do you get that?
No.
No.
Explain that joke.
Coca-Cola is an American soft drink.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Very popular, I heard.
Tasty. Tasty.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will notice, if you look at your Ustream cameras, and for those of you listening, we are all wearing the brand new S&D t-shirts.
Yeah.
Aren't
really
they lovely?
Gorgeous.
We are in uniform today. We should have a, RJ, if we have a camera before we all get out of here, we should definitely all get a picture, because we don't do this very often. We don't wear uniforms to work.
And
we're not like a big band.
1, 2, suck in, 3, take the picture. That'll be how it works.
There it is.
So there they are. The S&D t-shirts are available for you. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. We want to sell out of these. We have to sell 1,000 of these. This
That's
is
right.
how
we
many
have
we
to
got.
Sell 1,000.
We got 1,000. Did we get 2,000? Did we get 2,000?
Oh yeah, easily.
2,000.
I'm sorry, 2,000. We have to sell 2,000.
2,000.
5,000.
Of these
As a matter of fact, I just
saw 5,000.
Jabari's still in the back room screening them.
1,000 of these t-shirts. We want to sell 1,000 of these.
Can
we? What is a reasonable date to sell 1,000 of these? Because we want this to sweep the nation.
This is
your little private joke. You go to work and somebody say S&D, and you can say it's Ukrainian, or you can say it's Bolivian.
It's French.
Definitely it's French.
My daughter asked me what it means today.
Did you come up with a lie?
My daughter asked. My wife gave me the dirtiest look, and then I said, you pronounce it Isady.
That's smart.
Isady.
And she said, "What's that?" And I said, "Oh, it's just a grown-up thing."
My lie will be Isady, and I'm going to go with your Isady. Mm-hmm. Isady is a lovely, lovely island off the coast of Spain.
Mm.
That's sweet.
Oh, I like that.
Where many mostly Britons do their vacationing.
Is it like Corsica?
It's prettier than Corsica.
Oh, how could it possibly be prettier than Corsica?
Isady is
my grandfather's
is gorgeous.
There.
Great beaches.
Yeah, great beaches.
There you go. So the Isady. Mm-hmm. T-shirts are red. This is our private joke with you. You take these T-shirts out. Have fun making up your own lie.
Yes.
And use Mark Ronick's pronunciation.
And let us know. Right.
And we do want to sell 1,000 of these by July 4th.
Oh, I think sooner.
Sooner?
Yeah.
By my birthday, June 22nd?
Yes. Hey, good mention.
Let's sell.
What about Isady won the Triple Crown in 1968?
A horse. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Another good one.
That would be perfect.
And we'd like to hear your ideas as well.
It'd be delightful. So here they are.
You bought them.
We said we were going to model them for you. You can go to the website right now, and you can order yours. And man, I'm going to wear this all day until I go to work or church. Or to my mother's house.
You know, I'd wear it almost anywhere. I went to a school function last night. I might not have worn it there.
Maybe not.
But it was good.
But really, it's the interpretation.
It's classy is what it is.
It is classy. Mm-hmm. They're classy. It's a way of saying something so foul without really saying it.
Is it foul or is it beautiful?
I think it's really done in many countries.
It's an act of love.
It is. It's a love act.
That's right.
It's an act of love.
Very good.
It requires commitment.
I mentioned the sponsor, did I not?
Yes, you did.
All right. On today's show, Let me see. That's the wrong show. I want to talk about...
It sure is.
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Are we all doomed?
Well, I am.
My favorite new dish that's on my diet.
What's her name?
And the diet, I can say it today. Is it official?
Yeah, we're going to start
Wait
Monday.
Wait Not but... is the program I'm on, and we'll talk about
cool.
that.
Welcome,
then. Starting nice. Monday?
Yep.
Monday, I will tell you all about Wait Night. We're going to try to... Wait Not. We're going to try to get Mr. Diaz on the same
That's
program.
Fantastic. That's right.
And as much as I'm excited for you.
We all are.
I see you do
we
that.
We all are.
Are you excited or filled with dread?
Kind of both, but... I have to change my style.
And he knows
this
that.
Is the time.
Yeah, and I think I was where you were, and it's a dramatic thing that's necessary, and we'll see how it goes. And I look forward to having you involved in this
we're
thing as well.
On.
Me too.
Can you cook together?
We could probably. You know, the
Can
cooking
they?
Is so it's so simple and it's so not involved.
I know.
With
I've watched
lots of.
I've
food.
Seen you cook. You know what? Not only is it simple, you're always in a foul humor.
Thank you.
Well, until yesterday,
you.
Until he found his favorite dish.
Oh yeah, he likes the favorite dish. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's exciting! Mm-hmm. Exciting. No. Jabril fallout. Want to talk about if there's any Jabril fallout from
I hope he's okay.
From yesterday? Where's a new feature that I'm going to debut on today's show? The feature. And Rob, you'll have to find some music.
Okay,
for
I can do
Maybe
this.
Maybe we can start with this.
Okay.
It's called "Where's Oscar Going?" And that's where we are going to ask Oscar what his plans are, because he is the only single one among us now, and he's newly single.
Yeah,
and,
I saw this on Facebook
an open
yesterday.
Open wound,
whole life ahead of him,
and I was curious.
And I am just because a lot of us are going to live vicariously until, of course, you and I decide to roar together, which everybody is rooting for. Well, you're going to see that when you go to the Big Duff next weekend. Mm-hmm. That should be a good time. But the feature is now called, ladies and gentlemen, let's present Where Is Oscar Going?
Where?
Yes, Oscar, the man about town. Let's find out exactly what his plans are for the weekend. And now, time for Where's Oscar Going? Oscar, where are you going this weekend?
This evening.
You got to stop the music. Fade it out now. And
I'll
then
be
we'll
going
bring it
to
back
a comedy
here.
Show.
Right.
With my our friend Chad, that's actually performing for, I think, the second time in a long time.
As far as stand-up?
Yes.
Oh, wish him the Good best of luck for me.
Yeah, broke a leg.
And... Then afterwards, some drinks, because there'll be some drinks being had. I've got a DD set up.
Good.
And then I'll be hopefully stumbling back to my place and passing out.
Very
and
good.
Then tomorrow I'll be waking up and driving down to have breakfast with my papa.
Okay,
have
good.
Some family time.
Nice, nice. Right.
And then tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon and evening I'll be with my friend in Baltimore, plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
Dominique
Foxworth.
Yeah. How nice. is his rehab coming?
He is at 100%.
Okay,
oh, that's
which
great.
Is well, it's kind of an oxymoron because he finally gets better and there's a lockout going on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Plenty of time to take a leisurely rehab.
I keep forgetting. I think people, the NFL fan especially,
right.
is completely forgetting this right now.
Yeah.
Unless you're a season ticket holder and you're dealing with the ticket crap.
Sure.
This is not at the top of your mind. And then come August, people are going to start to get crusty about this.
But what you should know and you should be excited for, and I don't think I've broke this news to you. I think I mentioned it in passing that in the second week in June, it looks like I'll be hopefully going to Los Angeles for a week.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow, nice.
Los
Angeles.
I'll be taking vacation.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And so just R&R or is it business related?
No, it's R&R.
Good for you.
Completely you playing in LA.
And he has a pilot.
I set it up. I set it up where I'm just going to spend the week at the Roosevelt Hotel. And I've got my friends coming into town, and we're just going to spend a week there and black out at the pool every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fantastic.
Yes.
That's also be it'll be hot. It'll
yeah,
be
so
hot
I've got I've got like four guys that are going to meet me out there so far.
You going to go like to any shows or anything? Like, you're
gonna
try
no,
to
no,
get
no. We're
going to
go
any...
to all the clubs that we need to go
there
to.
There you go.
Yes.
So everybody will be wearing, like, you won't wear jeans out, right? It's one of those.
Oh, yeah, wear jeans out.
Will
yeah.
you go out to
tiny,
like the...
tiny shirts, Mike. Will that's
you...
what they wear.
Will you go to the clubs?
Yeah, but LA is one of the only spots in the country where you can actually wear like a t-shirt and jeans and they're okay with it.
Right. Mm. Really? Because I always
you can
think,
do that at my house.
What I hate about clubs designer, what I hate about clubs is, you know, you always had to not wear jeans. You had to wear
no,
black
no, no.
pants
in Los Angeles.
Mike's black pants.
Black pants.
It's like if you dress, you can dress up, mind you, but most of the people there, I remember a friend told me this because we usually take a annual trip out there, just a couple of my friends, and we usually spend a weekend there. But since you know, basically I've been broken up with and gone through this trauma in my life.
Right.
One of my friends said, why don't we do this? We spend at least 5 days out there.
Right.
It's a complete blowout. We don't bring any, some of them have wives.
Right.
Some of them have girlfriends. It's
the
just
Hangover
the
2 starring Oscar Santana.
Exactly. Am I missing a tooth?
And Rob Spiewak, here is a question. What does every restaurant and club in LA have?
I know.
High prices?
No.
Valet
Park, yes. Course. Yes. Nice. There's nowhere that doesn't. Nice. It's best thing about LA.
Not just Los Angeles. In Arizona.
They have
in
that
Phoenix,
too.
In Scottsdale.
Really? More room.
Everywhere. And you actually drive up, you're expecting to pay $20.
Right.
Shockingly, you don't have to pay them anything but a tip.
It's a freebie.
It's crazy. Is amazing.
You love it. Well, it's because of the real estate out there.
I love valet parking.
Yeah.
I love it. Cool.
You know, you
best.
Really should have it here.
Valet parking?
Yeah, I mean,
you have the equivalent. You and RJ
actually
have the
do.
Equivalent of valet parking.
We
you
do.
Get the choice spot that steps from the door.
That's true. I love it.
So a friend of mine once told me, because I came down and I was dressed up. I had the cockatoo shirt on. I had the black pants. Remember
Mike O'Mara's black pants.
And he said to me, and he looked like kind of what I look like today. He said, "What are you doing, bro?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Come on." He's like, "Not so serious." He's like, "LA is the only place you can walk in with a t-shirt and jeans. Take advantage of it."
Amen.
Yeah, and but you know I what? Said, your jeans cost $4,000.
Designer jeans, like a designer t-shirt.
You know, there was a time in my life where I was all about formality. Mm-hmm. That ship has sailed. I'll be walking along going, "Oh, why?" You know, "Hey, we're going to this restaurant." Well, they need a jacket. What?
Yeah.
It kills me if I hear that. And when you're in warm weather climates, it's even more casual.
Right,
and that's,
right.
You know what? What the hell? That's the way of the world. That's the way it is now.
The mode of operation, it's always been this way. On the last night, we go to a nice dinner. Oh, have you ever heard of a katsuya?
No.
It's like...
I haven't been in L.A. in a million years.
It is amazing. So we always go to the nicest place.
Chinaman restaurant?
Then we go to a club.
Japanese, I think.
And same what thing. Usually happens at any club, because my friend Michael knows a bunch of actresses out there.
Oh.
And...
Oh.
That's right.
And everybody's so damn thin.
Can you
are all of your friends
mattress
thin?
Actors?
Are all of your friends like? Are they all worker outers? And they're
they're
thin?
Not like steroid freaks, but they're in good shape.
You know, lots of actors. Any Kate Jackson,
right?
Any Margo celebrities Hemingway? That you know?
Amber Lancaster. Mm. She's on. She was used to be on Entourage, and now she's the Hard Times of RJ Berger on MTV. She's one of the leads. She's
actually my favorite. I love.
She's
that
actually
show.
The lead girl.
Okay,
but. She's got really attractive friends, and they're all nice. But usually, what ends up happening?
Maybe you know.
Well, I've always had.
Before you know it, you're on the show The Hills.
We end up. What usually ends up is whatever guys go with the girls, but it's usually my friend Michael and I, and we end up at the Body Shop on the Sunset Strip. And we're usually blacked out.
Right.
And the Body Shop, the Sunset Strip, if you don't know, is an adult gentleman's club. Yeah, but a legendary club, one. Yeah. The things that they do there are just
You know what? I would.
I had a good friend of mine 3 years ago. I'm sorry.
No.
He was there with the girl. And the girl, she just started dancing. And then, you know how the usual back and forth. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, what do you do? This and that." She's like, "Oh,
paying for college.
I'm just paying for school. Mm-hmm. I go to USC. Yeah. All this BS. And he's like, "Well, what are you saving up for? You got to be saving for something." And he says, and this is where it gets really seedy. He says to her, she says, "I'm saving up for a MacBook Pro." And Schmosker Fantana's friend says to her, "Look, we could do this all night, or I could just get you a MacBook Pro and you come back to the hotel with me."
Oh,
and like that.
Success. Now that
they
is
just walked right
out. Fantastic.
Success.
You know what?
I like it.
That's a guy's story.
We live
your
in an
friend
age
is cool.
We live in an age of technology.
Wow.
Can you even imagine the quality of the employee of the Body Shop when you're in Los Angeles?
Oh, my.
I mean, really.
It's amazing.
Rob, though, you and I staggered in to some place a million years
ago. Yeah, it was the street from the whiskey, Mike.
If my memory serves me, it was, Rob, we spent a very short time in there because it was not good.
It was horrible,
right?
But it was not.
It was nasty.
It was not in like downtown L.A. It was down. It was by the Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip.
And it
Strip.
Was not nice. Am I right about
no,
that
and
with
the
that
one,
memory?
I remember that the quality of the girl was not superior, and I do remember you being absolutely in love with me because I hailed a cab from 8 lanes of traffic away.
Because
you
home.
Said you wanted, you said, "We're going home." Oh. I said, "You said, well, no, we're going home now." I said, "Fine."
How did that sound?
Taxi! And I saw a yellow cab do a U-turn across 8 lanes of traffic, and they came to us, and you were my buddy that
God,
night.
God, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. It was a thing to behold.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But that was the move of all moves.
That was a great opening segment of Where's Oscar Going?
Yeah.
My God. I hope the next one's that good.
I think we know.
We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Our second segment brought to you by the bonus shows.
Yay. Yeah.
Let me say this about the bonus shows. We work real hard on them. They're very funny. They're always something very unique.
Special yes. and different.
They're always special. And we need more of you that listen to this show for free to buy them.
You don't know what you're missing.
Because what's the percentage of our overall listening audience that participates in the bonus show?
Yeah, it's somewhere between 10 and 20%.
What?
Should be much higher than
we
that.
We'd really yeah. like to get that you know, up to maybe the 30, 40 mark.
37%.
Yeah. We'd really yeah. like 37.5%.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If we can get that up to 30.
I tell you what, let's shoot higher. If we've got 80% of the people missing
know.
The show,
right.
why can't 80% of the people hear the show?
If you don't get the bonus shows, 4th. You haven't heard our game shows.
Right.
Right.
You haven't heard our just rampant cussing.
Yeah.
You haven't heard us pull back the curtain and reveal just horrible facts about each
personal
other.
Personal details.
You've missed out.
And you can buy them on iTunes as well. Like
yep.
They're just right there. If you don't want to go to the site,
yeah.
which would be nice for us.
They're all still available.
You
they never
get
go
them on
away.
iTunes.
Never yeah.
get
go
a month-long subscription right. today for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows plus the live video feed, which we're doing right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting the live video feed, you wouldn't see our beautiful S&D t-shirts. Mm-hmm. You get the raw shows and more. Don't miss our bonus shows. Sign up at MichaelMaraShow.com. We thank you in advance.
You'll be glad you did.
If you miss the bonus show, you miss the debut of Jabrilliance.
Jabrilliance yeah. was right. fantastic.
It's fun.
Any fallout? Fun. Any
no.
fallout from Jabrilliance?
Everyone's very excited about it at the house, and Jabril is excited to know that he now has over 170 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
So if you want to
what a great kid.
If yeah. you want to find yeah. Jabril on he Twitter, is. And we will keep that updated with his thoughts and musings, it's Jabrilliance, JIBRILLIANCE, mm-hmm. at twitter.com.
You know what's yeah. here's what's great about that segment mm-hmm. that we had. And if you
and
didn't
more
get
to
the,
come, by the way.
Yes,
yeah, if you didn't get the bonus hour, you didn't hear it. It was so, it wasn't, you know, crazy funny, but it was just sweet
very
and
sweet.
Funny.
Genuinely
really nice.
And the kid, because it's real, yeah. there's nothing fake about it, comes
no.
across, and you know that he's a sweet kid. I know after listening to that segment mm-hmm. that, you know, that you spend a lot of time with him because you're doing the kid a good turn because you had it a little rough when you were a kid and you were late to this. But
it's just
I know
it's,
now
he
you
needs, he needs somebody to take care
but
of
but you him. Wouldn't do it if the kid wasn't such a sweetheart.
No, and you know what? Even as great as he is, I still get frustrated with it. I get frustrated with my own kids
of
and
course.
I made them.
Oh, yeah.
But this is thing three is an outsider, but he is and like
right
his
thing three. That's what he
his
calls
his picture. Him. I just saw on your nightstand.
Yeah, there we go.
Sweet
Jabril.
Boy.
There we go.
He's a good boy.
He is a good
I'll show
boy.
This to the rest. And of the
And you know
world.
What? You get frustrated with any kid or any family member, but he makes it so easy because he is a good boy.
And he
really
looks like
is.
A good boy. And that was a funny, funny segment. And you missed it if you didn't get the bonus hour.
More
please
to come. And
out.
You can always, you know, if you want to tweet questions to Jabril, you can mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah,
or send them to Jabril at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Huge story sweeping the nation because
yes.
there's a lawsuit that's just laying out there in Los Angeles where this individual is suing another individual for tons of money, and this individual, don't know if it's a male or a female,
right,
is alleging that this celebrity, A-list celebrity,
again,
$100 million net worth celebrity,
male or female,
gave this other person herpes.
Right.
Isn't it great that this lawsuit is out there before Oscar went to Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's great.
What a relief.
Lucky him.
Yeah.
Yesterday we heard that an unidentified
Dodge
person had filed a lawsuit against an unidentified male, uh-huh. A-list celebrity, claiming the guy had given herpes to him or her.
Right.
The lawsuit also noted that, and this is why this thing is growing hair, mm-hmm. so to speak, the lawsuit also noted that the sexual activity was taped. The plaintiff claims the celebrity wanted to record the night's events so he could, quote, Now, there's a giveaway.
Well, yeah, it sure is.
Maybe it is a dude. I just found this. I just paid attention
One
to
would
it.
Think,
oh, I don't
but,
think
yeah.
no man. Oh,
the plaintiff yeah. claims Money's the money. Celebrity wanted to record the night's events so he could.
Well, there you go.
Quote, relive the magic over and over again. Still doesn't know, tell you what the gender
right.
of the mm-hmm. plaintiff is.
Right. right.
Now TMZ, and of course TMZ, thank God when they get something like this, mm-hmm. because it gets them off the Lindsay Lohan
yes.
parade.
Yeah, yes. we're all sick of that.
And TMZ, I mean, what a land of suck. You know, 99.9% of the time TMZ is just horrible, but then when they get this, everybody's paying attention.
This is really great for Harvey Gold because he will take this and really run with it.
TMZ says there's a bidding war now going on among porno companies, sight unseen, that want the tape, and they don't even know who the star is. YouPorn.com. Anybody ever been to YouPorn?
Yes.
You've been to, those are the young guys immediately.
Right. Is it letter U or YOU?
YOU.
It's like YouTube.
Mm-hmm. It's like PornTube.
Is it free?
Yes.
Yeah, it's free.
Really?
Yes.
How's it compare to RedTube?
They're all
comparable.
The same, really.
Yeah, they all. Yeah.
How does it compare to the hamster?
Are they all the same? Because they all
They are pretty much the same. Yeah. That's why you got to go premium.
Really?
Yeah.
How much does that cost you?
Well, you could buy. There's different packages, just like the packages on the Michael Mara show.
Let's talk after this.
What you need to do, Mike, is get on the internet and grab your package.
And I think it's very important because we always like to talk about our packages.
anyway, care.
You porn. Rob, isn't it funny how I always pretend I'm on The Tonight Show when I'm doing this?
I do. I love it.
So pathetic.
Oscar, The Tonight Show used to be hosted by a man named Johnny Carson.
Yes.
You know, really, as this show has evolved.
The guy that gave away $1 million.
As this show has evolved, I have really, really, really wanted it to be a television show.
I know.
Not a Ustream television show, a real television show.
Hey,
you know?
Do you think that the herpes video was captured on Ustream? Because if it was, you might not be able to tell who the celebrity was.
We'll have to ask RJ about that.
Oh, now that's cruel.
One of the interested parties is a fetish website that caters to bug chasers, and Kirk explained this to me yesterday.
Right.
You know what a bug chaser
is?
No.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I'm going to enlighten you, young man. How about you?
No idea.
Oh, good. Yeah. Bug
is
chasers.
Is it like Terminex?
No. You're going to be so grossed out.
Okay.
Opposite.
Thank you. And Buzz, thank you for listening to the other program occasionally.
Welcome.
I like that you do that. The bug chasers are individuals that seek out people with social diseases to sleep with.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How gross.
Everything is out there.
Is there anything fouler that you can think of in the world?
No.
Seeking out somebody to catch a venereal disease.
Have you seen the videos of the people that sit on cakes?
Oh, no. That's a different king.
That's a different king.
A bug chaser is someone
so much.
Who knowingly and willingly has sex with people who have STDs.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
Sure is.
Still no word on which A-list celebrity allegedly gave someone herpes in Las Vegas over the weekend of April Fool's Day. But Radar Online put together a list of celebrities who were there at the time, and I welcome your thoughts. We did this on the edge. This is, I think, interesting enough to do it twice, and there were quite a few of them.
This is Gary Berghoff's website.
We do know that it's somebody, according to the lawsuit, somebody who appeared widely in television and film. It's $100 million, and they're worth $100 million
dollars. TV and film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For those of you that might have enjoyed Rob's Radar O'Reilly joke from the show MASH, let me just say the name of the website again, just for those same people.
Right.
Radar Online.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harry Morgan.
Radar Online. Here we go. Charlie Sheen, not on the list.
Now, that, I think, is the most shocking detail of the whole story.
He wasn't in town at the
time. He was not in town. Right. Some of the names on the list include Steven Tyler.
Wow.
Now, but doesn't
he's not TV and movie, really, is he?
Not movie. He was in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
But certainly $100 million, easily.
And TV Now.
And
TV
hasn't, now, hasn't he admitted to having a strain of hepatitis? Am I thinking of someone else?
Nah, I don't know.
See, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I think he has.
He's suffering from that.
Yeah. That might be from the DRUGSs, too.
Suffering
Tommy
or enjoying
Lee.
It.
Yeah, who knows?
Living.
Who's Chase Crawford?
Chase Crawford was in Star Trek. He was the lead in Star Trek.
Was he the
new that's
new
Christopher
Kirk
Pine.
Oh, you're right. Damn it.
Oh.
Chase Crawford, I bet he's on The Hills or one of those shows.
No.
All right, here's another one for you.
Yeah.
Rob will like this. Yeah. Larry David.
No.
Now, and today Kirk said, no way. And I said, of course way.
No.
You never know.
That's great.
These people
are
capable.
I'll tell you why
that's
great.
Chase Crawford right
there. That's the douche from Gossip Girl.
Okay. Yes.
See, that's like The Hills.
Yeah,
I was half credit.
Almost.
Hey, but you know what about Larry David? Why I like that so much? He's just out of his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he divorced?
Yeah, right. And really.
He's horny.
Didn't Marv Albert or a guy like that prove to all of us that you never know the most reputable guy? Tiger Woods is another example of that.
Do you know what would happen if it turned out to be Larry David? That would be pretty
awful.
Good.
Yeah. Chris Tucker.
Uh-huh. Oh, the guy from the Rush Hour film.
Total
from
Bible.
Spike
belt,
Lee.
Really?
No.
No, nah, I don't see that.
Doesn't seem likely.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Hmm? Anybody know that
from
name?
From The Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Wow. What was his name? Carlton, right?
Carlton, yes.
The nerdy guy.
He's not
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He could do the Carlton
Mini
dance.
Michael Jackson.
You know, it's terrible to wish ill on others, but
I know we
I must
do.
Confess.
Who are all these guys? That they were just in town?
They're in Las Vegas, and when I heard this name, I must say, I must say.
Yes.
I wished.
Celebs.
I really.
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that would be great.
That seems possible.
I would
possible.
Love it if it was Jamie Foxx. That would be.
I think it's him.
You think it's him?
Yes.
I you think it happened?
That's strong.
Well, here, they get better.
Yeah. You'd have to look for some evidence, Mike, near the foxhole.
Maury Povich.
No. No. He's got some really high quality Asian quality, you know, ass to go to. He wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I don't call Connie Chung quality at this stage
of the game. It's Jamie Foxx.
High quality.
If you're Maury Povich,
you think it's Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, movies and TV.
I agree.
We got more.
So far, I agree.
I'm just saying.
He's also on the satellite radio.
Ryan Reynolds?
No.
No.
Russell Brand?
No.
Russell Brand just looks dirty.
Vin Diesel?
Oh.
Maybe.
What if he got a nice big herpetic sore on his shaved head?
Was there a fight going on?
There might have been. Tyler Perry?
No.
Medea.
Jack Black.
Oh,
loaded with herpes.
Possible, but I don't know.
I said this morning on the radio show.
I think herpes could get Jack Black.
I'll say this again. Here's a totally anonymous person that gets a lawyer, follows a totally anonymous website. It might be totally bogus, and you embarrass these to celebrities who happen to be in Vegas totally.
Sucks.
Life sucks.
Well, I tell you what,
life
Jack,
sucks.
Tell me about
if it's Jack Black, it'll never stick because he survived the King Kong movie. This is nothing.
Tim Allen. And this might be the A-lister of A-listers.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
No.
I don't think so.
I said that John Travolta is, there are homosexual rumors about John Travolta, but I also think, I don't think
rumors,
he's the guy.
Mike, or do you just give up hope?
Now, Academy of Country Music Awards was going on that weekend also. Mm-hmm. So we have Keith Urban in town.
Yes.
Yep. Alan Jackson.
Is he? Who wears the licorice hat? The black cowboy hat that looks like it's made of licorice.
I think that might be Alan Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Brad Paisley.
Hi.
No. Don't know him.
No.
And Toby Keith. He's a tough guy.
He does love America.
All right. There were also...
Take
there
me out to the ball.
There were an S-load of people in Las Vegas, yeah. Some high-profile athletes in Vegas this weekend. Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Now, come on. Doesn't he have a track
he's
record
worth
of banging
more than
porno stars?
Well, yeah, but they just said worth more than $100 million.
More than $100 million.
And he made Space Jam.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
No,
I don't think
Hockey
so.
Hockey legends Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux and baseball studs Ken Griffey Jr., Greg Maddux, Mike Piazza, and John Smoltz.
Was Yastrzemski in the town?
No. Hey, bite your tongue.
It's just simply a joke.
Bite your herpetic tongue.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. I say Jamie Foxx.
Now, but are we saying Jamie Foxx because it's the most likely or because we'd love to see him taken down a
both.
Peg?
Both.
Okay, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Both.
I agree. Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is somebody who I believes his own press, and I don't like guys that
and
do
also,
that.
He's dodged rumors in the past like that he's had a hard drive stolen and there's nude pictures of him going around, and that stuff always seems to go away. Like,
well,
he's got good
damage control.
Well, I
know herpes sucks. Is it worth a lawsuit? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's like... I'm sitting here, and if I was a celebrity, and
it's $20 million, incidentally, the lawsuit. That's the dollar figure.
How much did Ron Mexico, our friend from the NFL, give? Was ever broken? Because if you remember,
that was Michael Vick.
Michael Vick gave this young
what
lady
a checkered
herpes
career he's had.
Oh, he's
while he was
dick
in Atlanta, and then after like I want to say 2 months,
hump.
It was gone.
Yeah,
the whole story was gone.
Right. So he ponied up the dough for
you
that.
Know what? Yeah. I would get herpes for $20 million.
Now
you
that was the discussion we had yesterday.
What's the price?
You could give me. I would do it for $10 million.
Would you really?
Yeah.
$10 million, you'd get herpes?
I'd go a cool meal.
Of course, I'd have to get Carrie's
cool
permission because she'd get it too.
Those commercials say one pill a day. I mean, what is $1 million to go and say, okay, I'm going to suppress this?
Yeah, but what about the copays? You're going to have to buy a lot of pills.
That's true.
You know what? $20 million is a lot of money. I don't have herpes, and I swear to God, I don't know if I'd want
if
it.
I said, here's $1 million and a plane ticket to Las Vegas. You got to take herpes.
This is the genital kind, right? This is the kind that gets on your Schwanstucker.
Yes.
Yeah, but you
I've always
manage
been
it
terrified of it.
But you may or may not have outbreaks.
I would run away from a woman if I saw like a cold sore on her lip.
Mm-hmm.
It would scare the crap out of
but
me.
But for $1 million?
$1 million?
Which
maybe
isn't that much money these days.
$20 million, I might say yes.
By 10. Yeah.
10, I might say yes.
I think I would for 10.
I'd go for 1.
Maybe even 5. But really? Not $1 million. Yes, I would. No, I would. No,
no
not
no,
$1 million.
No, not $1 million. I don't think.
No, I would not do it for $1 million.
Here's what you got to do.
You
got to think about
liars.
No, I don't think I would. If somebody said, "Here's a check for $1 million,"
that'd be a great movie, by the way.
You got to think about how many years you have left on this coil. I think I've got maybe about 40.
That is a factor.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Rob. If you got the $10 million, you can spend it in 2 years.
No, but the thing is that if you can divide it over that, like, what's $1 million divided by 40, Mark?
Who knows?
It's like 25 grand. That's 25 grand a year. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Nothing at all.
See, however, but you're looking at it all wrong. This isn't the lottery system. $1 million. Right now, if somebody gave you $1 million, you can pay off your home. You can pay.
You don't know my home.
Well, I would just say you
Rob's could
do
palace.
You could do so much with that money. Set up college funds for the kids.
You could.
It's money right now. Yeah, but that's, you know, why, what? You that's could, why banks loan, because they have the money to loan.
Yeah, but you
right.
know what? You could never in good conscience kiss your child.
You can't give herpes by kissing.
Well,
would you risk it?
Oh, I mean, you know what I mean.
If it's on your mouth,
would you risk
you
it? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Clearly, I wouldn't. But
not
just,
for $1 million. I think $5 million, I'd consider it. $10 million, maybe.
What do you French kiss your kids?
What you know
do?
What? You yes. just give them a good
if
firm hug.
If they've been good.
You give them a good firm hug and a Benjamin.
That's right.
That's all it takes. That's all right. That's it. We're going to take a
Why'd
break.
Why'd you get the oogies?
When we come,
you got a little
that?
Creeped out.
I do. I hate it.
Yeah.
Herpes bugs me.
You know, of all the weird things we discuss on this show, and I've known you for a long time, herpes has always flipped you out.
I don't like
social diseases.
I'm like that guy in The Big Chill. When the lady said, why? Because he's fear of getting caught? No, fear of herpes.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to get that guy. I will come back with Rob's magic audio of all that for this.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to the Herpes Show, MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's magic audio vault is brought to you by Ticket Liquidators. Ticket Liquidators, whether you want to catch the next round of herpes, I'm sorry, the next round of the NHL playoffs, or see this summer's biggest concert events, Ticket Liquidator is the only place to go for the best prices, great service, and this is the best part. If things get effed up and it's on their end, a 125% money-back guarantee. Click their ad on our website, Ticket Liquidator. More tickets, better service, lower prices. And now, without further ado, let's get to the audio vault from Mr. Spiewak for Friday the 13th.
Playing this song for Oscar. Hollywood Swingin'.
Nice.
He'd be doing that on the Roosevelt.
Cool in the game.
Now, I am excited. You know, it's been a long time since there's been a Dateline NBC that's gotten my dander up, and it's always good when they trot out the guy that...
Did you give me the sheet?
You have it over there.
Where the hell is it?
It's under there. The thing.
You know what? You might have... Well, he opened the thing.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is open. It was open. Was it under the mailbag?
The papers. The papers.
I don't know.
If not, I'll walk you through it. I'll walk you through it, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chris Hansen was promoting his new Dateline NBC special at Sunday night. He's not getting sex offenders. He's not tracking down identity thieves. No. I love this. He's calling plumbers.
Plumbers.
Now, what they've
done.
Is it
done, just plumbers, or is it handymen in general?
All they promoted this time was plumbers. I don't know how deep they go. They took something near and dear to my heart because I battled a leaky hot water heater last year.
Right.
All he did was take the input of the hot water and undid it about a half a turn so it leaked. Simply a loose screw.
Right.
Chris Hansen actually did the damage, okay? This is a TV dandy boy that did this.
Right.
It took him all of 10 seconds to do it.
Oh, we used to have him on the show. He's a great guy.
Really a great reporter.
Really terrific reporter.
And so the water's leaking out, so they call in actual plumbers. And they make them examine it. They have a lady do it, of course.
Right.
And they catch them with their pants down. Here are two great examples. And I hate to be a shill for NBC, but I love this
stuff.
Okay,
let's listen to this.
Here comes the plumber, Adrian, with No Worries Rooter.
Very nice to meet you.
Adrian, come on in.
Jenny heads inside, leaving Adrian alone in the garage. But Adrian doesn't try to diagnose or fix the problem. Instead, he walks around in circles for a while.
They've got great cameras all over the garage where he is literally just walking around.
He's walking around.
Just killing time.
Wow. Chatting on his cell phone. Apparently, he's already made up his mind.
I need a new water heater.
Adrian says if Jenny wants hot water, she has no other choice.
So this is a must-do right now.
Well, it's definite.
It's time for me to have a chat with Adrian.
What would you bet me that I could fix this in about 2 seconds?
Show me.
Okay.
So you brought me out here to fix this yourself?
Well, I brought you out here to see what you do, because there's something you got to know. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a story on the quality of work repairmen do
when
they come out to the house.
I'll be honest with you, this is what I see. There's corrosion right here, if you could bring this camera down here.
Of course, there is no corrosion. Our expert says what Adrian is pointing out is just dirty water.
So, it's nothing.
That's great!
An a-hole.
Now, I love that.
What about the cookies?
It gets even, have a cookie.
That's
it gets better.
Hi there,
because
how are you?
That first guy, he just said you need a hot water heater if you want hot water. The next plumbers introduce danger to it. They say, you're in danger.
I love this.
These three plumbers are from a company called DrainPro.
It's got a leak.
Again, none of the servicemen seem to do anything to diagnose the problem. After chatting for a while, this plumber delivers the bad news. The water heater is shot.
Okay, and this one personally cannot be fixed. This one.
It's leaking out of the actual tank itself.
And he says a leaking tank can be very dangerous.
Once that water starts flowing like that, it could literally explode because of the pressure on the inside.
It could what?
Did you say explode? Explode.
It could literally explode.
The water could explode.
Yeah, they can explode, absolutely, yeah.
Like
blow up, yeah.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
It's time for me to let Don know he's failed to spot a simple problem.
Well, here's what I think. I think that... You're lying to me.
I'm lying to you?
Yeah.
Why would you think that?
Because I know that all you have to do is tighten that and the problem goes away.
This thing right here?
Yeah. You know how I know?
Well, you tell me, I guess.
Okay. It's something you have to know.
Okay.
And then I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. So,
okay.
What you said is that it could take down the garage.
It could. Part of the garage, that's what I said.
Part of the garage.
I didn't say it would blow up the house.
That was an exaggeration.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys can have fun here.
Anything then else you want to say?
See you on the news.
Dick.
See you on the news, he says. So I'm definitely, I am all in. As
does Chris Hansen say see you on the news?
No, the guy says that as he walks
I could
away.
Listen to those for 12 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. I could watch a one-hour program, just people's faces, when right. he says, I'm Chris Hansen from NBC News.
And they all try to cover it and say, oh, really?
It could take down part of the garage.
That's what? When the eyebrows like go back to their hairline.
I didn't say it would blow up the house.
I don't know how someone can walk in their own home or their apartment, look in the mirror at the end of that type of day when they know
because
that they've just taken advantage.
We got a call on the edge today from a guy in Manassas, actually, that was called by his, who called him? His parents called him.
Right.
They're 85 years old.
Oh, yeah.
They're elderly. They got a call from a kid that sounded like this guy's son. I don't know if this is inside job or what.
Wow.
They wired $5,000 because they said this guy was in federal prison.
Jesus.
And he needed bail to get out. And they sold it so much that they got, and this is the other. I really think, Rob, you know, we go back so long with the old Don and Mike show and the Mike O'Mara show. I'm sure you got this on Big O and Dukes when you would contest. The people that would lie,
oh,
like
just
dogs,
just as soon as blank,
just to, and it was always deal.
But when you're lying for like $100 or
I'm kidding, it was not always deal. It was everywhere,
or a toaster or whatever the case may be. That's one thing. But when you go into someone's home and you want, you're there, you get paid to be there regardless.
There are people that make a career of it.
There are people that think this is an art form.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hurting anybody. That it is truly a victimless crime in their minds. That they are not hurting anybody. That these people can afford to do this when they really can't. And they go in there and they scam them.
Well,
I mean,
you know
they scam
what?
Them
this
all
speaks
the time.
Well of CB Lucas. After my plumber, and this is a guy that wasn't out to make money. I have a home repair,
right?
What the insurance policy for my house.
Sure.
They replaced my hot water heater twice, wondering why it kept leaking. Do you know what it turned it out to
be? What?
It was my air conditioner. They never realized that the water was not coming from the hot water heater. It was coming from the air conditioner. This is a real plumber that does this for a living.
So this is not conning. This is just being
so
an
there
F
are
up.
There are idiots too. But
as well,
I mean, really. But you know what's great? I got two hot water heaters out of it.
Did you have to keep both of them? Or
no,
what?
I had them take them away.
Oh, really?
I didn't know place to put them.
Right.
Hot water heaters are so heavy.
Yeah.
Well, especially if they're full of water.
Well, no,
you want to drain them.
Even if they're not, they're effing heavy.
They really
they took a picture of mine down in Florida when I had it replaced. That was not a scam.
And aren't they really cold?
Water was literally like eating through.
No.
You did see corrosion.
Aren't they really cold water heaters anyway?
That's true. Once the water's hot, you have no need to heat it.
Thank you very much.
You know who's a dick?
George Carlin Burbank.
I don't know if that helped.
You know who's a dick is Nick Cannon. That's Mr. Mariah Carey.
Good. This guy. He still have his radio show.
Of course.
When they trotted him out and just because he happened to, you know, chew on the Aureolas of Mariah Carey.
He got a
radio show. Jesus.
Hey, did you hear what they named their kids?
What they named their kids?
I think you'll enjoy this
Yeast?
Tape. Here is Nick Cannon discussing the names he gave with Mariah to their twins.
Get ready to vomit.
Twins. Beautiful twins.
Rock star names. My kids' names are Rock and Roll. Right there. It can't get any better than that. Monroe.
obviously is named after Marilyn Monroe, who my wife has been inspired by.
Obviously. Is Monroe a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Love for many years.
Doesn't matter.
And
he's from a TV
then
show.
Then my son, who I love his name, we call him Rock. Needed a strong name, like Rock. You know, Nick Cannon is good, Rock Cannon. And his full name is Moroccan Scott Cannon, which my middle name is Scott. And when you think about Moroccan, that's kind of like my name and Mariah's name kind of phonetically together. And then I also proposed to my wife in our Moroccan room at home. So it kind of, it has a lot of meanings to it. So.
Yeah, Nick.
He's fine.
Sounds really deep, you dipshit.
Hey. Moroccan Monroe.
God. Sorry about that. God, what a stain. Nick Cannon.
Hey, while we're in the stain
pile. You know, what did he do? Drumline? Is that like the only, is that the only movie you've been
showing on TV?
Your favorite movie. It's your buddy Nick Cannon who made the movie Drumline.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Mike,
he's no Frank Cannon.
Before we. Hey, great show.
Yeah, that's right. William Conrad.
Before we close the stain file, can we do a little Seinfeld? I know we busted
yeah,
on
it. Yeah, we can, Rob.
Okay. This is Jerry Seinfeld. When asked, why did they end the Seinfeld show?
Oh, here we go.
And you're going to love the parallel he draws.
Here's a guy that swims in Lake Mead, too.
And I don't know. I guess because it was such a big thing in my life.
And you know what? Really, just I want to underscore something. His tone.
Yeah.
His tone.
Condescending. He hates everybody.
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know. I guess because it was such a big thing in my life to try and figure that out. In the moment.
Yeah.
When do I end this? And you're inside the organism. It's just hard to do because you can't see the show. I don't even know what these people like about it so much.
Who did you turn to when you were making that? Did you have anybody in your
honestly,
life?
Do you want to guess who he turned to? And I'll give you a hint. It's not a person. Oh. He tried to look to the guidance of another showbiz entity, I guess I'd say.
So he didn't talk to an individual.
No, he took advice from, I guess, something that he thought was comparable to Seinfeld. Mike, check it out.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Really?
Oh.
The Beatles. They were on speed dial? Or?
Well, no, because the Beatles ended too soon for me.
Uh-huh.
And it was also 9 years.
Okay, first of all, not 9 years.
I don't really like the Beatles, but you can't compare Seinfeld to the Beatles.
No.
No. All right.
Come on now.
And it was the something about the single digit, 10 years. So people say, how many years did you do that show? 10 years. Oh, geez.
Right.
That was a long time.
Right.
Now, how many years did you do that show? 9 years.
Wow.
It seemed a lot less.
It really does.
You know?
Yeah, it really
and
does.
When the Beatles did 9 years and that hunger for the Beatles that has lasted my whole life.
Right.
Whenever the song, a Beatles song comes on the radio, I reach for the volume and turn it up because I still haven't gotten enough of them.
Wow.
That was my...
Hey. How about the ideas weren't as fresh?
The show
was really starting to wind out. It was a good time to go out while the show was still hot.
Real reason he quit the show because Larry David left.
God,
it wasn't funny anymore.
The Beatles. Yeah. Give me a break.
9 years, you know.
That was really how I made the decision.
Wow.
Beatles, 9 years.
That is amazing.
It's enough.
Nice kiss-ass interview.
Who's the interviewer?
It's some guy on Sirius.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think in this day and age that we're getting more of this, that we're getting more of these just deluded celebrities that read their own clippings,
sure,
like Donald Trump, Jerry Seinfeld,
sure,
people where it's not, it used to be,
maybe,
when Cassius Clay / Muhammad Ali came into existence as Muhammad Ali,
right,
when he came in as Cassius Clay, and he was bragging.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time it had ever been done
in
sports.
Jaw-dropping.
People couldn't stand it.
Right.
People couldn't stand it because back then it was considered a classless move to toot your own
exaggerated
horn.
Exaggerated to a point of entertainment, I thought. I mean,
It got there, not at first, though.
The
beginning. You are old enough to remember this.
Yeah.
At the beginning, people couldn't stand that.
Too old to remember.
And now it's just part of culture, where you know you toot your own horn, you talk about how great you are. I'm seeing it everywhere, and it's just getting old.
For what it's worth, I'll throw it out of there. I read a great book about stand-up comics over vacation, and one of the things, apparently, most stand-up comics look to Jerry Seinfeld, and they have a nickname for him. They call him the Professor, because he is always professorial about comedy. And so this is what he's like all the time.
Yeah, and that ain't
apparently.
Praise.
No,
that ain't
no
praise.
That's not necessarily a compliment.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
All right, one more?
One more before we get buzzed.
For Friday the 13th, the song that won't go away, and it's Oscar's favorite song, here is the Friday the 13th version of Friday by Rebecca Black.
Sitting in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up.
That is your magic audio ball.
Good stuff, Rob. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz Burbank and the news right after this.
Yeah.
You are looking live at the Los Angeles Coliseum, where today the New York Giants will take on the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, remember those days. Pat Summerall talking about that over the shot of L.A. Coliseum.
Best voice.
When they played at L.A. Coliseum. Anyway, it's back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Without further ado, let's get him in here. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Match.com. For 15 years, helping millions of singles flirt, date, and fall in love. Click their ad on our website for a free trial. Go through MikeOMaraShow.com to get to Match.com.
I got a question. I'm looking around the room. I'm looking at Buzz, looking at Ronick, looking at Oscar,
shirts.
Looking at me.
Yeah.
And we're all, are we all Logie today?
Yes.
Are we all like out
a little
of
bit,
it
yeah.
with
I've,
allergies?
I've never been more cheerful.
Oh, well.
Well, there's that.
What's going on with you?
I have been told that I am uninsurable for health insurance. I have been told by an insurance company that back in December when I was in the hospital, I had a heart attack. Funny, that was never mentioned before.
You,
funny, I never had chest pains.
You want to talk about...
Funny, I recovered quickly when I got home from the hospital.
You want to talk about this during your news segment, or do you want to wait and do the news and do it on Monday?
Let's wait and do it on Monday.
Because you're going to get some answers this weekend,
I want
right?
to see what... I hope. I'm certainly going to try.
Buzz, is that the effing phone ringing again? God damn it. You go see who it is. Please.
It stopped, Mike.
Yeah, I know it stopped.
He still wants to know.
To know.
It was Buzz's insurance agent.
Buzz is going through hell and back about insurance. We don't do this very often. Buzz, you got a Facebook page.
I do. And I've gotten some good suggestions, some of which I can use, some of which I can't.
We can't help Buzz, mm-hmm. nor do we choose to.
Right.
And
Mike, well, face it, we're busy and we're right. Logie.
You have your own lives.
We're busy and we're Logie. That's so horrible. If you can help Buzz out... You know, in this day and age of everybody gets insurance, Buzz is being denied coverage.
Which I didn't even think could happen.
I'm very, very, very curious as to why this happened.
How you doing,
happened.
RJ?
Okay. Careful, I'm not insured.
Christ, RJ. Just stop the show by thundering through here.
It's
anyway,
a call for you, Mike.
Anyway, help Buzz out.
Yeah, it is my theory that someone within the sound of our voice can make this happen for Buzz. I don't think that there is someone that can't make this happen. So please.
Right.
Help Buzz out. And
amen.
We'll give you all the details on Monday. Tune in.
Please, won't you help?
Is that why you're kind of out of it? Are you thinking about that today?
Yeah. In fact, I got that news just before I wrote today's hilarious kicker.
Why are you out of it, Ronnie? Why are you out of it today?
I'm just busy. I'm just, I got a lot of
Why are you sort of out of it, Oscar? Why are you so
I thought
out
I was great.
wait, for Oscar, it's the end of the show.
Right. That's right.
Oscar always goes into the mat. And you and I.
Yeah, obesity.
No.
Although you've got it on the run, Mike.
Very
they
good.
Can get insurance.
Me, I've given up.
So let's start with some effing good news, shall we?
Let's do it.
A kid in Canada has...
Boo!
No, come on, Rob. A kid in Canada has... come on. For his science fair project...
Come on, Buzz.
For his science fair project, he has cured cystic fibrosis.
What?
What?
Jesus.
It's a condition that makes the protective mucus on a person's lungs become extra thick and sticky, attracting infections. This generally leads to disability and death. 16-year-old Marshall Zhang of Bayview Secondary School, just outside Toronto, had a theory about a drug cocktail that would wipe out all the effects of the disease. A doctor at a Canadian children's hospital hooked up Marshall with a supercomputer to test his theory. It effing worked. It may take a few years of clinical testing to get the drug to market, but it certainly puts our science fair projects to shame. Marshall wins $5,000 and probably a career in medical research.
You mean seriously they will cure CF?
That's what the computer says. Now they have to really try it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
My high
16-year-old kid.
Wow.
Oh, I couldn't even get my volcano to work.
Trying to vinegar and baking soda.
I actually had a friend pass away in high school from
it
that.
Is,
did you really?
Yeah.
I did some work with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and, you know, there are a lot of charities out there, but back in the day, they've gotten better with this.
Yeah.
They've treated it a lot more aggressively, and kids live a lot longer, but there is nothing more tragic than this disease. Yeah. This is incredible. Yeah. This is a really win column for medicine if he did
great
do this.
News for people with insurance.
Bad news for this kid.
All about
though.
You. They cure a major disease and you get it back to you.
Oh,
Buzz,
we're not done here.
Buzz, really, really. As bad as your situation is, you know, really not comparable to curing cystic fibrosis.
No,
but you know what? It really sucks for this kid.
Yeah.
Because really, he topped out at 16. He's never going to do anything this good again.
I would think, but I think the $5,000 I would think would be a little larger down the road.
Well, they offered him $10,000, but he had to get herpes.
Yeah.
Now, before what some people derisively call Obamacare, Republican Mitt Romney had a plan for his home state of Massachusetts that also required people to have health insurance. Now, while teasing his own run for the White House, Romney finds himself defending that program, his program, and at the same time trying to distance it from the president's plan, which is what he modeled his after.
But none of the plans matter because they don't really work, as Buzz is living proof of.
And by the way, would you rather have a Mitt or a Newt?
I'd rather have a Mitt.
I mean, really?
Have them both.
Yeah,
great. Play catch with it.
Mitt and Newt.
Hey, yeah, Mitt and Newt.
Mm-hmm.
Newt Mitt.
There's a ticket for you.
Amen.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, meanwhile, has made it official. He is once again running for president as a Republican.
Yes!
He announced it on Good Morning America, apparently because he doesn't want anyone to know.
Rob's excited.
That didn't step on the line too much. He announced it on Good Morning America, apparently because he doesn't want anyone to know that he's running.
He's testy.
The latest poll shows Ron Paul has the support of 2% of Republican voters, while Mitt Romney has the lead at 16%.
Very tell good. You what, who has two thumbs and is excited about that?
Who's that?
This guy.
Way to go.
I couldn't tell.
Rob Spiewak, campus coordinator for Paul 2012.
Rah, rah.
And 16 and 20.
There you go.
Republican lawmakers say the Democrats are wrong to go after oil companies and the government subsidies they get. This is one welfare handout Republicans like, despite the obscene record profits at the oil companies. Democrats say the government needs the money right now more than the oil companies do. Nothing about this debate will help you pay less for gasoline, and there's a potentially valid argument that the Democrats are just doing some political grandstanding here. Yes, Oscar?
I was watching what was just footage of the actual hearing on the Hill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have all these oil executives sitting there, and to the back and forth of, so you're going to make $800 million or $1 billion in profits or whatever it may be.
Right.
So you're telling me that these subsidies and these really gifts are still necessary. And they're like, yeah, well, it's costing more to find new oil. And I'm sitting there and I'm questioning myself. The Ma's and Pa's of the world that are getting price hikes on their inventory or their goods because of gas being so high aren't getting the subsidies from the government.
Right.
They're not getting these type of gifts, if you will. And you're giving the gifts to the wrong people. You're giving them to the wrong people.
And these executives, this is part of their deal. They are so used to going up to Capitol Hill and getting grilled and getting back in their Learjets and flying back to Texas and not giving a rat's ass what people think. I hope for once, they're able to put this through. But you know what? No way.
No,
it will not happen.
That's
not with the Republican Congress.
This is like a staff meeting for them. This is just another task they have to do in the day.
Right.
They got to go and get yelled at.
And it's for show. And you're right. It's probably not going
to
happen.
No, they have so much money. It won't happen. They spend enough money on the Hill in Washington to prevent it from happening because there are no restrictions on lobbyists, folks. Nothing changes. Remember, nothing changes on this particular issue. Oil companies will continue to make record profits. They will get tax breaks. Nothing will change.
Ronald Reagan tried this same thing that the Democrats are doing now. Ronald Reagan, the Republican king, Ronald Reagan, tried this in 1984. It didn't work then, so it's not likely to work for the Democrats now. John McCain, once a prisoner of war in Vietnam, says waterboarding, torture, or enhanced interrogation techniques did not lead us to Osama bin Laden. And McCain has repeated his mantra that these techniques are beneath the dignity of the United States of America.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to applaud Mr. John McCain.
He's all over the place, but he's right about this one.
Jesus, really, just for a second, just to say something good about him. This is a man who went through it. This is a guy who lived it. He's saying this, okay?
Right.
All these Gordon Liddy flag-waving bastards out there that never got a hangnail serving their country should be aware of the fact that this is a guy that literally had his back broken and was tortured while he had his back broken.
That's right.
This man, you know, when he speaks, I think he speaks with a lot of credibility. Oh. I'm really glad that John McCain's come out and done that.
Me too.
It is beneath us.
Meanwhile, the battle for your soul between Facebook and Google continues. Facebook officials now admit that they hired a PR firm to raise public doubts about Google's commitment to user privacy.
Wow.
Wow.
Finally.
That's pretty cool.
That's creepy, nasty. Isn't it? They're, one of them, they're both going to get you.
They're creepy nerds.
Yep.
Excuse me. Finally, Florida.
Now, will you calm down? You're going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out. No, it's not easy.
No, it's not going to be fine at all. Finally.
Oh, God.
All right. So let's say it isn't. Are we taking resumes?
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
Too soon.
It was way too soon. Yeah. All right.
No, there won't be a need for that.
Oh, well, it's not because
it's less money to divide. You see.
I didn't have to say it. He figured it out.
Wow. It's not like you needed to state it.
You're not going anywhere, Buzz.
No, you're staying right here.
Hang tough, amigo.
Godspeed.
That's from his heart.
We are the worst friends
in America. I disagree. You know what? It really helps me to come here. Seriously, it really does.
Well, now I feel bad that I hired the PR firm to make people doubt Buzz.
Pause before the weekend. I want to do this for Buzz before the weekend. If really from the heart, if you know somebody that's in the know about this racket of insurance, of health insurance, if you know somebody, if you know a government agency, if you know somebody that works in this to help people who are getting f***ed like Buzz Burbank is, please get in touch with Buzz on Facebook or put somebody in touch with him. I have never asked you to do anything more important than
this.
This is serious stuff. Get online with Buzz. Buzz is just a guy that is working his butt off and trying to get health insurance, okay? This is the society we live in. There are a lot of people in the same situation, but we all know where Buzz was. Without, you know, healthcare, we wouldn't be sitting here with Buzz right now.
It's ridiculous that we have to make this plea, but the very fact that we're having to do it
sucks ass.
Please help us.
And for those who are concerned, I'm happy to pay for it. I'm not looking for free here.
Oh, absolutely. However,
I would like to be able to buy health insurance.
Free would be better. Right, Mark?
That's right.
Buzz,
yes.
Good job.
And if that's the case.
Uh-huh.
You're learning.
We're all here.
That's right.
Thank you.
Finally, Florida gets a run for its money today from Houston, Texas, where police found a car wash that was also a place for illegal gambling, the purchase of prescription and other drugs, unlicensed liquor, and, of course, raccoon meat.
Oh.
Well, it's steamed. Four people arrested there, but Florida still our clear winner with the arrest of an Auburndale man who was running a meth lab out of the trailer of his driveway.
Every day.
Well, what?
Every day.
Yeah, but see, what gave him away, Mike, what gave away the meth lab was the cable that ran to his neighbor's house that was connected to the hidden camera in their bedroom.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's nothing worse than a perverted meth dealer.
Oh, thank you, Florida. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint.com for business cards and so much more, including checks, letterheads, flyers, folders, even rubber stamps.
And liquor.
Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link on our website at our website.
Hey, man, you want to go to Vistaprint?
Please, at MichaelBarrishow.com. For Mark Ronick, Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.